When you start talking about providing affordability or low-cost housing in a community, there's always a little pushback. Not in my backyard comes to mind, along with resistance to anyone's tampering with the open market. Michael Brown with Burlington Associates in St. Joseph, Minnesota, says CLTs don't deserve either.
It's a criticism that's leveled, I would argue, pretty unfairly towards community land trusts.
Community land trusts use a combination of public and private resources to subsidize the construction of or acquisition of homes at full market prices. Then two deeds are drawn up, one for the home buyer and one for the trust, which retains ownership of the land. Home buyers lease the land, but the rest is up to them.
The expectation from the outset is made very clear with homeowners that they own their homes. And they get to and they must operate as homeowners, which means that the CLT is not the landlord.
The Community Land Trust, in the form of an executive director, does keep an eye on the property and stay in contact with the homeowner. Maintaining the home at the standard of the neighborhood is part of the purchase agreement between a CLT and a buyer. Brown says in the vast majority of CLT purchases, the buyer is delighted to be able to buy a home he or she might not otherwise be able to afford, and upkeep is never an issue. Once in a while, a trust might have to intervene to enforce the agreement, anything from mowing the lawn to terminating the lease.
It's a very much a last resort sort of initiative, but it's there as a protection, not only for the CLT homeowner, but for the surrounding neighborhood. It doesn't happen very often, but it does.
Brown says there's no way to tell a CLT home from neighboring properties. It's not a low-income housing project. It's also not designed as an anti-poverty program.
Given the cost of housing in a market like Sitka, to make a home affordable to a household that's extraordinarily low-income, that's poor, to bridge those gaps is not likely to happen.
Brown says community land trusts support the social fabric of neighborhoods and communities by creating an ownership opportunity for people who are on their way to the open market, but not quite there.
Third grade teachers, social workers, people that work at local factories, local businesses, people who are working, who by definition are moderate income. But they simply, when they go to the bank, they're $30,000 or $40,000 or $60,000 short being able to qualify based on their income for a mortgage.
Home ownership has long been regarded as a way to build wealth. In Sitka, a relatively stable market has done just that for many people. Brown says a community land trust is also about sustainability.
The question I often ask is, what about your children? And what about your grown children? Will they be able to afford to buy a home in the community in which you live? I will also ask the question for homeowners that are lucky enough to be able to own their own home. Would you be able to afford to buy your home right now at the price that it is? So when we begin to take a look at it from that standpoint, we can begin to recognize that there's lots of people who are productive members of our community who, based upon their income, and pretty much their income alone, simply can't afford to buy a home. And that's typically who Community Land Trust tries to serve.
The Sitka Community Development Corporation is planning to create a community land trust under its existing structure. Brown, who has family in Juneau, has put in a bid on serving as the SCDC's trust consultant. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.